And this was the word of the Lord. Here again on Saturday. And may all of you have a very happy day.
The word of the Lord.
What
should the chief be wrong?
Thank you, Lady Robin. Thank you for joining us here on your way. For this evening, just here, the 26th of May, 2013. The important and effective part of the Spanish Holy Rule is itself the one age 33 of
The Caribbean community felt the need for the meeting to be inclusive with the participation of representatives of the hemisphere. This information came through a communique initiated by the CARICOM Secretariat and the location of the meeting of the County of Florence in Community Relations. In addition to urging an end to the U.S. blessing of Cuba, the conclave commended the preparation of the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of relations between Cuba and CARICOM for a high-level meeting on December 8th. The commemoration highlights a strong relationship with former neighbors, which may provide scholarships for students and friends back to America. Apart from examining the other issues related to the foreign relations, the Caribbean countries did not want to avoid the arrangements to the ninth summit of the Americas scheduled for Los Angeles next June. The convener was sure we are part of the routine preparation in charge of State Department officials involved the White House to use the reduction of civil Latin America problem leaders by announcing the exclusion in general. The PowerPoint of the response to Washington's plan was provided by the Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who stated that he did not attend the summit for the execution, although also emphasized the story neutrality of the delegation. Other presidents of the region and even the President of Argentina have collapsed with the Latin American Caribbean states. In other regions, the President of Guatemala and Brazil said that not participating in the annual announcement of Washington around 12 months will be the top migration, economic development, and climate change. The role of President in one of the frontiers of the forum is the central exchange meeting to be based on values in the law, drawing guidelines, automatic power and better than the Washington the of Washington America to their attempt to control the collective form, the most open position of choice and some bonds were described in the
But there are literally tens of millions of people going to be here in 2020. One of every four people in the United States was officially food insecure. In the country of 340 million people, that comes out to a hungry population of about 83 million, which is almost 8 times the total population of Cuba. There are over 140 million people in the United States in our poverty, but they never got a hashtag SOS USA.
People are also calling Cuba a repressive dictatorship that they jail people for no reason.
Now, if you're looking for a country that jails people for literally no reason, look no further than the United States, the country with the world's largest prison population. This sums up as anywhere from 5% of the world's population, the U.S. has nearly 25% of the world's prison population. And while nearly half of all prisoners in the United States were convicted of non-violent offenses, the real criminals, the ones who crashed the world financial system and put millions of people out of work, the ones who make hundreds of millions of dollars off the backs of their workers can literally die on the job. They don't do it for them. They get richer. Joe Biden says the Cuban government should respect peaceful protesters. But the cops in this country spent the last year aiding peaceful protesters for protesting racism and police brutality. In just the first week of protests, over 10,000 people were arrested. People are also criticizing medical shortages in Cuba, as if medical care is so accessible here. 67% of declared bankruptcies in the United States are related to medical care. Who the hell is the United States to criticize Cuba when 54% of adults in this country can't read at a sixth grade level? There are 17 million vacant homes in America despite widespread homelessness. We have the worst COVID response in the entire world. I mean, Cuba literally has a higher life expectancy than us. So the U.S. people are attacking Cuba because they care about poverty and repression. They economically strangle and attack Cuba because a socialism will last to see. People in the United States have no reason to support capitalism. The rich want the hundreds of millions of poor Americans to fear Cuba and attack socialism because they distract from the fact that the rich are the ones really robbing them.
Over on the right hand side toward the top, if you're on a computer, you'll see it. It's from the Super and Level. It's a good time. I know. We have a lot of numbers, so you can listen to us live. The Super and Level. Sometimes I'm told now that on the Android, on your cell phone, it could be a different time. It's a sound all the way to the bottom. So you want to start with the teaching us from you, you click on that, you can go back and you can talk about the speech. Maybe you want to talk about the speech. Stand in the middle of one, make it easy. Please check out the list of two in the post on the web. You can view it for me, content, smoke, other good stuff, photos, and other things in the web. And you can just check it out on the internet. Again, www.triplew.com.
The author of the House needed to mention and sensitive information to the balance climate of the American, which was their place to do the first and past in the U.S. City of Los Angeles. The author of the House of the Fish.
From the beginning, we are the oldest United States government in Cuba, and that includes the Republic of the America. For the reason of the government of the United States, from its initial intention, they planned a normal country from it. What was their intentions to shoot its several countries, including Cuba, despite the trying this by the land to end exclusion in this country? The United States has been making intense efforts from its operators, contracts, and to normalize the just and strong demand of the majority of countries in the region that the summit should be included.
It is in a situation in which this entire call from the summit has been taking place and will be demanded from the countries of the region in the way in which the United States has been acting.
What can I really think?
The courage and dignified position of the countries that have raised their voices against the decision of the summit of the Americas. I wish to emphasize the ensured position of the leaders of the region that have firmly demanded that all must be united in favor of equal rights. Under this condition, and due to the attitude maintained by the government of the United States, I can assure you that in no case you will not attend the summit of the Americas, and that as a family, they have happened in the past. We are accepting your presentation that Stephen Boyd will be part in the summit of the Americas.
You are listening to an expert, Scott Fish, of the first secretary of the Central Summit of the Communist Party, Robert Berkley, very quiet, who is always in the mind. He got to keep that up and learn from the conflict he researched and analyzed in calculation of the domestic agenda. The president announced in the results of the U.S. government to execute several countries in the region, including ours, from the 9th Congress of America, and may feel the Irish position on the matter.
President, we can't even know those with our reports.
The United States has imposed an economic and financial blockade on Cuba, which remains as a fundamental obstacle for the country's development. Although the trade sanctions withdrawn and Export Enhancement Act 2000 authorized certain commercial, agricultural, and trade to Cuba, that law also prohibited the U.S. government to close and private financing for sanctions. The legislation established hearings in cash and in advance, that is, before the product of the use. They account for a fraction of 1% of U.S. agricultural exports in New Honduras. It is a one-way trade because by law, the window of Cuban exports and restrictions on financing are maintained. There is no possibility of credit to the island, and Cuba faces enormous obstacles. It is forced to go to third market, sometimes different, and it has to deal with an increase in costs that these procedures differ from. Bilateral agricultural trade would benefit the Cuban people, but also large numbers of U.S. farmers. They could expand markedly the key elements of the blockade were removed. It was located only 90 miles from Southern Port, and therefore the potential for U.S. agricultural growth is achievable. Today's restrictions on sales of agricultural products to Cuba are contrary to international trade laws, and they damage the possibilities of development and well-being of Cuban citizens.
In Cuba, we see many of our advantages, but the values here are in the world. And when we have this transition, we can say that it's not a state, and everything is a state. But the nation is a form of a nation that is in the form.
Today we're discussing the fight against racism and white supremacy in the United States. I want to listen to Jim Stark. Jump may find the content of this program disgusting. Whether it be the recent black murder of Lily Blackburn or supermarkets in Buffalo, New York, where white supremacy, or the continued killing of African Americans and people of color by law enforcement in the United States, the country's structures, systems, institutions, and culture perpetuate a self-sustaining system of violence, which feeds above all on the poor, marginalized, people of color, basically those who aren't rich, white, or dominant at all. It's the same system of violence, dehumanization, and inaction that leads to much increasing force. It's the same system that allows law enforcement to carry out and then not rain, killing a young black woman, Breonna Taylor, in the process and face no repercussions for it. The same system that sees blacks and other people of color with their disproportionate jail sentences when compared to their white counterparts. is also the same system that saw Patrick Layola, a refugee who fled violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo, murdered by a police officer in Michigan. Video footage and experts have said that the young man was shot in the back of the head by the police force. This is yet another